Randy Hagee covered this for us on Tuesday night for the city council meeting, and the city council has decided to waive late fees on utility bills for this period of time until the stay-at-home order is lifted. And they're considering some other measures, but haven't gone forward with those, such as waiving fees on collection for the businesses that have to pay the meal tax, the hotel tax. So the city council is trying to balance their coming revenue crunch because they're being affected just like businesses here in Harrisonburg area. With the understanding how individuals and businesses are getting hammered by these times.
Ryan, last week WMRA aired a report from Virginia Public Radio about how lots of local development projects around the state are being put on hold because of this new economic downturn. And that may be true of the new high school that Harrisonburg plans to build. What can you tell me about what the school board is saying about that now?
Well, the school board is certainly looking very hard with their lawyers about delaying the new high school construction for at least another year. And there's already site crews on the site preparing where the high school is going to be. But they need to make a decision pretty soon to kind of say, okay, we need to push this back a year. And a lot of that is being driven by City Hall, where City Manager Eric Campbell has looked at the numbers. And passing a tax, you know, 13-cent tax increase on the real estate tax in order to pay for the debt to build this new high school, that's a big ask for the community at a time when a lot of people are still hurting. So Eric Campbell is really reluctant and urging caution about that and saying, hey, that might not be possible. We may need to delay this. So we should find out pretty soon what the school board and then subsequently the city council decide to do with that project.
Since we talked a couple of weeks ago, Valley League Baseball followed most other sports leagues and canceled their summer season. But there might be some other things that local baseball fans can check out in the next few months. You had a commentary from your sports guy, John Leonard, about that?
Yeah, John Leonard kind of gave us his behind-the-scenes crushing take on what it was like to find out that the season was going to be canceled. And as a fellow baseball fan, I too was crushed. But John, who's been covering the Valley League since 2006, he's got his own site. And he's still going to be trying to post some things like polls about the best players in Valley League history, the rich Valley League history here, to kind of keep the spirit of the Valley League alive for this canceled season. But yeah, I was almost as crushed as John was that the season was going to be canceled.
Well, Ryan, this last question is a bit off topic, but I also wanted to ask you about your day job, your job teaching journalism at JMU. How is that going now that instruction for spring and summer is going online? What is it like for you having to adjust to that?
Well, it has certainly been a challenge to kind of shift from being in the classroom and having these rich, thoughtful class discussions in person and shifting those to online. So whether it's producing video lessons and then having this written discussions through our online Canvas platform, or just trying to find ways to meet with small groups of students through WebEx or Zoom, it's been an adjustment, as I'm sure it's been for every professor, not only at JMU, but across this country.
Ryan Alessi is one of the co-founders of The Citizen, and he's also an assistant professor in the School of Media Arts and Design at James Madison University. Ryan, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks, and stay safe.
Thank you so much, Bob. You too.